Hi, Marty Lurie here on KMBR. It is baseball time. Baseball lost one of its very, very good writers, a Hall of Fame writer, part of the Giants family for so many years, and the press box, the interview room, he was there, and named after him, and it's Nick Peters. Henry Schulman, a colleague from the San Francisco Chronicle, joins us. Henry, Nick Peters meant a lot to you.
Well, yeah, he did. First of all, I became a baseball writer because I replaced Nick Peters at the Oakland Tribune when he went to the Sacramento Bee. So I kind of, in a way, owe him my career if he hadn't decided to make that jump. This is a guy that it was just fun to watch him do his job over the years for different papers. He was different. I come from an era, even though I'm even kind of an older guy now, I come from what you would call probably the internet era of journalism. It's all about the internet and Twitter and everything like that, and just immediacy. And it was fun watching Nick because he was so good at building relationships. And probably the one thing I learned watching him was the importance of building relationships, not just with the star players, but with everybody on the roster, because you never know who's going to be the one to give you that key piece of information.
You know, it's funny. You see writers today and a lot of quotes from players and quotes from players. When Nick wrote about baseball, I felt I was listening to the game.
Yeah. You know, perspective is everything in this job. And that's the great thing about having a beat writer who was around from pretty much almost the beginning when the Giants came to town. There was nothing flashy about his writing. I don't think that Nick Peters would ever be considered, a great writer per se. But the way he wrote, he just connected us to the game really, really well. And he just knew so much. He just knew so much and so many different people that he was able to just sort of conjure stuff, pick stuff out of his pocket and out of his hat, and relate what was going on to things that maybe have happened in the past. And I think that's why people loved reading him.
Well, Henry Schulman with us from the Chronicle. He was a baseball collector as well, a memorabilia collector and a traveler.
Yeah, amazing to go to Nick's house and see the collection of cards and Rose Bowl programs. I think he had every Rose Bowl program ever put out, all sorts of photos, memorabilia, and things like that. And he was actually one of my heroes because I like to cruise. I like to take ocean cruises, and he went on some of the great ones with his wife, Lise. He was never a guy. I mean, he loved baseball writing, and some of us in this business, we tend to sort of live baseball 24/7. That's another thing I sort of learned from Nick, was how not to do that, how to remember that there are times when there's time for baseball and there's time for living. And one of the things I learned from Nick was that you got to have time for living, and a lot of times it was important to do that during the baseball season. And sometimes we'd even take road trips in the middle of a season to go from one city to the next. I didn't go on as many as some other writers did. I remember one trip from Cincinnati to Houston via New Orleans and Gulfport, Mississippi. That was a lot of fun. He was a fun guy to be around.
Henry with us. He also wouldn't take any guff from anybody, and he would stand up there and ask a tough question. If you didn't give him an answer, he'd go right back at you. And I tell you, if he's a mentor of yours, I've always admired that about you and the Bonds era, what you had to go through with Barry Bonds. But Nick had to do that too.
Yeah. Nick had a personality too. I don't know what the best way to describe it would be. Direct, I think, would be the nice way of putting it. And, he would just flat out. A lot of times reporters these days, their questions have 200-word preambles to them. And I hate it when I listen to myself on television or radio later and I catch myself doing it, where you start making a statement and then you finally get to the question. He just asked the question directly. And he really didn't suffer fools gladly. And he didn't. One of the things that happens is when you're around long enough as a reporter, you earn the respect of players to the point where if a player tells you to go blow or none of your dang business, some of the other players will say, you don't do that to that particular reporter. And that's something that I think young players did teach other players. I saw it with I saw it in Los Angeles with Jim Murray, and I saw it in San Francisco with Nick Peters.
Beautiful, very good, Henry. Thanks so much. Talking about the late Nick Peters and Nick Peters' interview room right here in San Francisco. Henry Schulman of the Chronicle, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Yeah, beautiful. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.